Nick read a moment ago from John chapter 18. At the end of John chapter 18, Jesus is on trial. And after talking to Pilate, Pilate's conclusion is, verse 38, "I find no fault in him at all." So there's a couple of things going on here. One, it's a public testimony of Jesus' legal standing. Notice that he goes out before the crowd, before the Jews, to say this. And Pilate wasn't a believer himself. There's this myth going around now that Jesus got in trouble because the Roman authorities didn't like him, or he was causing too much trouble for the civil magistrates, not because of who he claimed to be or the works that he did. There's this narrative that you'll hear sometimes that Jesus got killed just because he ran afoul of the civil authorities. Well, there's a testimony of a civil authority himself saying, "I find no guilt in him." But Jesus' legal standing here, it also points to a deeper spiritual reality for us. Now, to be clear, I don't think Pilate really saw this spiritual reality. If you look after this long conversation, verse 34 through 37, Jesus talking about his kingdom and why he's here, Pilate's conclusion is, "What is truth?" I kind of imagine him kind of throwing up his hands at this point, saying, "Whatever, what does this even mean?" So I don't think Pilate saw this deeper spiritual reality. But to us, it should point to something deeper, which is that Jesus had no guilt. He lived the perfect life that every one of us should have lived and every one of us has failed to live. Amen. Jesus had no guilt, no sins to pay for of his own. And the end of this story should be that Jesus gets rewarded. Pilate says, "I find no fault in him." So the next verse should talk about how he's going free. That's not what the next verse says. The next words that Pilate says, verse 39, says, but you have a custom, but you have a tradition, but you have a system that you want to follow. See, the next words in verse 39 are not about Jesus receiving the reward for the righteousness that he had shown. It's about Jesus taking on a penalty on himself because of us. And if this language sounds familiar, there's a mirror image in Ephesians 2. It talks about us. Ephesians 2 says that we were dead in our trespasses and sins, but God made us alive, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive in Christ. Amen. So you see the contrast here in John chapter 19. Pilate says, "I find no fault in him, but you." Paul says in Ephesians 2, "You were dead in trespasses, but God." And so that contrast, that's the good news of the gospel. Jesus knew no guilt himself, but he became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. You know, there's a song we sing, "How Deep the Father's Love." The last verse of that song says, "Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, that his wounds have paid my ransom." And so that's what we remember this morning as we come to the table. Amen. Why should we gain from his reward? We can't give an answer. But this we know, that his wounds have paid our ransom. He lived the righteous life that we should have lived. He paid the debt that we couldn't pay so that we could be reconciled to him for all eternity.
Amen.